Yeah, okay, so this one is gonna be in English, right? Might as well try to get used to these people listening to me, to my English personality, right? I mean, I have talked in English in this podcast pretty much, but this time it's gonna be a little different because it's gonna be about something that it's connected to me, not to the person that is. You know what I'm talking about. Come on. I don't want to say those words, those names. Anyway, tonight and today has been a wild ride. It's funny how in certain languages you can express different emotions in a different way, and it has actually been my dilemma about whether should I. It troubled me, let's be honest, it troubled me. It gave me a lot of headache for a couple of days. Should I just like publish in English? Should I publish in Serbian? Oh. Then it's like you're standing on crossroads and you think, oh, I should definitely, I have to definitely take a certain road. I have to renounce the other one. If I choose one, I lose the other one. So the life is set up like that. You choose something and then you lose something else, right? No, wrong. Sometimes in life, you can choose both sides, right? Because why should I choose? It has been chosen. I am that person who expresses himself in both languages, right? Yeah, so okay. This little intro was necessary for me also, so I can get used to the fact that I'm recording and to the fact that I'm speaking in English, which I haven't done in a while. But I think in English a lot of times, and most of the time sometimes. That's a lot of times in one sentence. And so it's kind of easy. It's easy. It comes easy, right? And so, tonight and today, what was up, right? What was up? Yeah, they started off pretty shitty because they cut my internet because of unpaid bills. Which was not so much surprising, but every time somebody cuts your internet, comes as a surprise, right? Comes as a shock, a little bit as a shock. And it didn't feel good. It didn't feel. I wasn't so. I wasn't thrilled about it, let's be honest. And I was hurt in a way. But of course, seeing that I'm practicing this incredible art of stillness and peace, inner peace, and connecting with my inner being lately, that what happened shook me a little bit from that state and brought me back to my reactivity mode, which I don't like at all, and which isn't my essence, right? So I kind of took a step back and reassessed my priorities, and it will be talked about in some other episodes. So I don't want to go into that right now. Anyway, that stirred up a lot of emotions with my mother, and so she was more frantic about it than I was, and she pulled me into her own tornado and her own shadows. So I took off, went outside and to clear my head into the woods, and it was okay for a while, but when I came back, I realized that there's something definitely wrong with me living here and with me getting into her energy so much that it ain't normal. It's not supposed to be like that. I lose myself a lot around her, so we'll see. This is not the topic for today, but one day I'll talk about it in depth. So anyway, but as night approached and I felt even worse by the minute, something wonderful actually happened. Yeah. Since I don't have internet, I don't even turn on my computer. So funny thing happens when you don't turn on your computer. Actually, funny thing happens when you don't have internet on your computer, and I realize that computer is useless to me. It's like all I use it for is for Netflix, YouTube, and Deezer, like iTunes, stuff that are connected to internet, right? So no internet, no computer, bye-bye. So, and also, like this lamp of mine, which I use in the evening, because it makes a wonderful atmosphere in my room, and I don't like, quite rarely use the big light in my room. So I was just like in the darkness. Yeah, and it was quite pleasant, even though I was anxious and not feeling so great about the day and about everything. So I realized that something changed today with this internet. It has a lot of different layers, which I won't go into right now, but this has some layer that I want to mention. It changed my perspective of the evening. It changed my things that I do in the evening, right? So, like, I have this mattress that was pointed directly to the computer and to the monitor, right? So, yeah. So now I realized it doesn't need to be pointed that way, because that's not the focus of my energy, right? Now it's just my room is dark and nothing is important. So I have this window and I stand by the window and I look out, and that brought me some peace. But as I was scrolling on Instagram, and I bumped into this story by this, I can't call him a friend, even though I feel him as a friend, like we've known each other for a while, even though we never met each other. This guy is from Serbia. He's an excellent photographer and videographer, and he's into all sorts of crazy stuff. His name is Stavro. He has a Instagram page called Stavrography. Stavrography. You sound strange in English, huh, Stavro? Yeah, even the name Stavro sounds Stavro, kind of American. It's okay. So anyway, about this guy and me, we have a similar taste in arts. Even though we never met each other, we have like we are connected up there, totally in the artistic level. Like everything that he publishes, I would publish, and sometimes I even do. And he publishes some excellent photographers, some excellent painters, some excellent because I was was into photography. I used to be a photographer till a couple of months ago. Let's not get into that right now. I've noticed that we have very similar taste in photography and portraits and women photography and everything. Women photography, what the fuck is that? Yeah, anyway, so why am I saying this? Because tonight he posted this story of this painter, graphic artist named Adam Riches. And I saw this story, and it was an oil painting, quite an unusual one. Expressionism, right? That's what you say. I'm not an art connoisseur as such, but I do feel art because I am an artist myself. I have been an artist all my life, and just maybe come to realize that last couple of years. And so I go to this page, this guy Adam, and I was mesmerized and hypnotized totally. I was speechless. These guys, I don't know. Let's start at the top. So first, I was drawn to his oil paintings. He paints portraits, like extremely strange portraits. And if I've noticed correctly, he has two different styles of painting, drawing and painting. He draws and paints. He uses pen on paper and oil on canvas. And first I noticed oil on canvas. These words are new to me. I don't use them a lot in English, so my tongue is getting used to them. And so after that I noticed these drawings with just ball pen, I guess, just a ball pen. And they fucking struck me. I was like, I was blown away. And it's like, what the fuck is this? So what astonished me most is these videos, these time-lapse videos of him drawing these incredibly crazy, which I'll describe in a moment, drawings. And I couldn't stop watching them at all. Like, for several reasons. First of all, they're totally mad. Like, they're totally crazy. Like, wild and crazy. It's like doodling. They're made of scribbles and doodles, if you call them that in English. It's like he has this hectic, crazy, contained and wild style of drawing, with just using his scribbles, like millions and millions of lines, like not at all organized, and I don't know, they're not like in harmony. He's not trying to make this realistic and harmonious and wonderful picture of somebody, portrait of somebody. But they're quite anxious and disturbed and quite hectic portraits of people. And there's a lot of fear and sadness and inner turmoil and anxiety, of course, and I haven't found. I mean, I've been scrolling his page for like 2 hours or something. I mean, I'm not quite sure how long, and I think I found one. Let's call it peaceful. It is a peaceful portrait of. I think it is a boy. I think it's a boy, with sort of a smile on his face. So all the others are very troubled individuals, which I loved. I mean, I'm into shadow work and shadows and inner demons, and I love when somebody has the ability to paint state of a human being in such a correct way and such an authentic and raw way that it touches your core. I mean, I was deeply, deeply touched tonight, and I'm so grateful to you, Adam. If you're listening, I'm just like, you're incredible. Thank you for your heart, if you ever listen to this. Yeah, but anyway, why was I so moved by this? Because, and why did it inspire me to record a podcast, right? Because as I was watching his videos, time-lapse videos of him drawing this, suddenly this idea struck me of what it actually may represent. I saw his hand as the hand of life itself, of universe, God, or whatever you want to call it, whatever you feel. But I saw it as life itself that's sort of drawing us with these chaotic, hectic, totally uncontrollable, unpredictable lines, and it's creating this, at first glance, a mess. It looks like a mess when you first look at it. In the first couple of seconds of video, he just makes like all over his hand is like uncontrollably going all over the place, like totally crazy. And but this something, then something miraculous happens as his hand is making these scribbles and lines. Then you realize that that crazy, that chaos of lines and meaningless shapes is starting to make sense, is starting to create an eye, a nose, mouth, and all of a sudden you start to realize that it's a face. First it was chaos, now you're starting to see that it's somebody's face. And not only it's a face, it only has just eyes, and that's not the end. It expresses this incredibly accurate and penetrating emotion of a human being that's staring at you. Sometimes not directly into your eyes, but it's just staring, the whole portrait is staring at you directly from the paper, and it's touching a certain part of your soul that's quite possibly never been touched before, at least mine. And that idea stuck in my head, like, maybe that's what life is, you know? It's this invisible hand that just is, when you're born, like, it starts with this millions of chaotic events, like you have a first girlfriend, you have a baby, maybe you have a job, and it's all just it's just a mess, and you have no idea why is it there, and why is this thing happened, why did I break up with this girl, why did I lose this job, why did I then as time passes, like the video is passing, like the video is playing, you start to see some meaning in all of it. It's like, oh, okay, so I had to drop out of college because it was creating this thing in my life. So now it's, she broke up with me so I could meet this girl. Or, fuck. So now these all events created this feeling. This feeling that he depicted. So, okay. So now it makes sense. So it wasn't just like meaningless chaos, right, in the middle of new universe, like that nothing is connected, there's no connection. That's all, that's it, now I realized. That's what fascinates me. Everything seems connected and intertwined in his portraits. To me, it looks like he makes this portrait like, of course, he doesn't do that. I've seen later videos, but it looks like he presses the pen against the paper and never picks it up. And he just makes the whole drawing in one move. Like, that would be astonishing, okay? But it doesn't matter if he doesn't do that. He makes that impression. So it's like, imagine if he did that. So let's pretend. Just imagine he did that. So it's like the beginning and the end of a life. It's like the beginning of life, the birth, and it's the present moment. Maybe the guy has 40 years, let's say. So it's like a maze. It's like a labyrinth. It's like this timeline. It's like time is passing, things are going on, and this it's the line is going crazy, right? And it's making these crazy shapes. And actually, you know what it reminds me of? Also later on when I started thinking about it. You know the polygraph? I mean, that machine that detects if you're lying. Detects your heartbeat, right, or something. And so it's sometimes it's chaotic if your heartbeat goes up. And so it reminded me of that. It's like that machine is connected, like that tip of a machine that's drawing on the paper. It's connected directly to our heart, to our soul, let's say. And so it's producing on the paper these shapes, and it's showing us how our soul actually feels like. So that's why this guy is total genius. He, because of the multitude of the extremely wide range spectrum of these people that he created, he says in his imagination, most of them, like 90% of them, are not real. 10% he draws some famous people that you can find in history books. And so imagine he actually depicts like directly from the soul. He shows us certain emotions and states of being in which these people were, without a doubt. So, but let's pretend for a minute that like these people exist. This is going to be strange. Okay, just bear with me. Like these people exist, actually, even though they're a figment of his imagination. But let's say they exist somewhere, somehow. They do exist, right? On that paper, at least. But let's say they exist. And so they are drawn with this precision and accuracy of depicting this certain moment in their lives. It's like a still frame from a film. Something happened to them and they feel a certain way, and you can absolutely tell on their faces what happens. So you might even say that he's creating certain people, he's creating and expressing their feelings. And I even, while I was looking at the his paintings, I was like, imagine if like he actually, these people actually maybe exist right now, or maybe existed couple of years ago, they died or whatever, because they're pretty realistic in a certain point. You can see the features of a face. You can see the lines on the face quite clearly, and you can say you could recognize yourself if you were one of those people. Yeah. On the other hand, one other thing came to my mind. Like, why is it so compelling, and why does it touch us so deeply? Why does it touch me so deeply, these paintings? Because he only uses a human face. He only uses a human face to express everything that needs to be expressed to us, right? And he manages to do that. So it leads me to a conclusion that it's like, it's enough. You don't need anything else to express how somebody feels. Just use his head, just use his face. And then I remember this, one of my favorite writers, Ernesto Sabato. He's an Argentinian existentialist, and he's totally crazy. He only wrote 3 novels, and he's like one of the best writers in the world. And once in his novel, I think it's a novel called About Heroes and Graves, and something like that is the translation. Sobre Héroes y Tumbas, yes, in Spanish. And which I read twice, and I think I'll read it again soon. He wrote that there's only one place in the whole human body where you can actually see his soul, the way his soul feels and the state of his soul in that exact moment, and it's the human face. You know everything about a man just by looking at his face. You don't know everything about him if you look at his hands and his posture. You may learn some things if you look at his posture, the way he stands, the way he behaves. Okay, but then you may also learn about his movements, the way he moves his hands, maybe the way he walks, whatever. But not everything. But if you look at a person's face, it doesn't matter if he has a poker face or he's like covers his emotions, whatever. Still, you can learn about that. Through that, you can learn so much about him. Yeah. So that's why I was so fascinated, because he reminded me of that, how so much we can learn about a man just by looking at his face. And also, there's so many emotions. We always forget the whole variety of emotions that we actually have that are on people, that we are such a incredible beings. There's so much that we can see in each other, but we don't use that opportunity. And other things came to my mind while I was looking at his. I couldn't stop. I was like, I can't fucking stop looking at these guys. This guy's Instagram. Like, it's like a hole without a bottom. It's like, I'm scrolling. It's like, he has hundreds of paintings. Like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, and so he has like variations. Sometimes it's just a portrait that represents. You can see parts of, you can see it's a face, but sometimes you only see the eye, sometimes you only see the mouth, and sometimes it's both, and you can realize, you can connect the dots and realize it's a face that has some, that expresses certain emotion. But sometimes he deconstructs the face, and he just draws a face without a mouth, and the mouth is has fallen down and it's connected only with these scribbles, and or sometimes just the left part of the face is like blown away. It's like the wind blew it away through these lines, scribbles also. And so then this sentence came to me. If a soul could draw, this is what it would show us. Right? So if somebody gave a pen to the soul and says, if I gave a pen to the soul and said, okay, there's a pen, like, how do I feel right now? And it would just draw this, like, me without half of my head, or with, like, 15 people rising out of my head, and with, like, you know? And he would say, okay, this is how you feel right now. This is you now. This is you now. And that is what fascinates me about art. It's wordless. It transcends the words. I have no words to explain this guy, except I have no words to explain these emotions that he expressed. And it's like sometimes you just show somebody. Imagine if the world could be that cool. Like, somebody asks you, like a girlfriend, like you're she's mad at you and you're like feeling bad and you don't talk to her for like 2 days at all. You're just like playing video games, whatever. And she asks you, okay, I need you to talk to me. I need you. You're always silent. You're never expressing your feelings. You're always, I need you to talk, speak to me. Like, I can't read your mind. And he's like, he just shows her the painting. Like, this is how I feel. And she's like, oh, shit, I didn't know that. Sorry. Okay, I understand. Forget about it. I'll call you in a week. I mean, wouldn't that be awesome? That would just, like, save us all the trouble of words. We wouldn't need words. I mean, words are sometimes completely useless when it comes to expressing feelings. I mean, I've been to these, like, workshops, which are quite useful sometimes for some things, or for some things they're not. They have limits. Like, workshops that, like, psychological assertiveness workshops, that they're, like, asking me to explain, to verbalize how I feel. Which is bullshit sometimes. I mean, you're expecting me to put an emotion into a certain box, label it as a word. It's like, it's impossible. It's sometimes you feel like your half of your head is gone. And, well, shrink is going to say what to that? You're going to be, oh, so you're feeling depressed and fragmented? They're like, ooh, no, I feel like half my head is gone. Where is it gone? I don't know. Which half? I don't know. Like, you know, we are such a limited human, such a limited beings, species, this humanity. Like, we tend to, in order to try to understand everything, we try to put everything in a box so we can understand it. But did we understand it? Fuck no. So that's why art is amazing, and this artist in particular, because we're constantly going through millions of changes and millions of emotions in one day, like I did today. I mean, like anybody goes through in a week or in an hour, and I don't feel that we have an outlet or a space to express those emotions. And maybe that's why people don't even express them and just keep them to themselves. And this guy, Adam, I mean, he managed to express maybe not only his own feelings, but maybe the feelings of the collective, feelings of the collective unconscious. Maybe he's just a channel. I mean, that's art, what artists are. They're just channels for the, you know, right? And yeah, one of the most amazing things that he said was that he sometimes, he likes the element of surprise. Like, when I say he said, I didn't mention that I listened to, after, while scrolling on Instagram, I bumped into this podcast of this guy where he was a guest. And so I started listening to him and I was like, oh, this guy's cool. I'm just enjoying myself, like, listening to him. He's excellent. He's, like, actually really funny. He's actually really, like, bright. Bright as in not like, I don't know the word in English, like when somebody is just cheerful. Yeah, cheerful, that's the word. Because I expected somebody, when I after looking at his work, I was like, this guy's going to be like 80 years old, like depressed guy wearing a coat and like being drunk half the time. So, no, he was actually a young, cheerful guy, right? He had a nice sense of humor, as far as I noticed. And yeah, anyway, and he said something about like the element of surprise, where he doesn't know what's gonna happen. He just gets in the flow. When he said the flow, I was like, yeah, he's my man, definitely one of us. When you get in the zone, when you get in the flow, and then you have no idea what's gonna happen. And so I immediately felt that I'm going to record something when I saw his profile picture, Instagram pictures and paintings, and when I had this idea of the world and the hand, and like, okay, this I want to talk about this. But I had no fucking idea how am I going to talk about this, what this is going, where this is going to go. So basically this podcast and things I'm doing here, they're like his paintings. I mean, I just push the button, like he takes a pencil and I just flow, and wherever I go, I go. And however long this is going to take, it's going to be that long, whatever. Yeah. I didn't know I'm going to record in English, so what the fuck. One other reason why I was so drawn to the drawings, get it, drawn, whatever, is because I started drawing also, but let's not get into that right now. I just realized the flow has taken me into a certain other direction. This is interesting level now. Yeah. When I said drawn, I remembered actually my film. And the fact that I used to be / maybe going to be again. This sounds so ridiculous. Film director. Yeah. Like this sound outside. That's quite a depiction of what that means to me. Anyway, when I say that, what I just said, I mean that I've been into film like for the last 10 years, but now I'm going through changes, and who knows if I'll ever be doing that again. But let's not get into that right now. It's going to take like 15 hours of talking about that. But for now, I'll just say that I'm going through extreme transition, spiritual, emotional, and even physical. And I'm like, okay, so I'm at this, like I said, crossroads, not just with English and Serbian, but crossroads of a different kind, or like, what am I going to do with my life? Okay. so far this podcast has been the only thing that I've been drawn to. And speaking of Drawn, like, why did I mention that? Because this film, Drawn, of mine, actually describes a painter that draws, and he's drawing something very specific, somebody very specific, and I found myself connected to this film, like, in the last couple of months, even though I forgot about it totally, like, it was like 4 or 5 years ago that I finished the film, and I found myself connected to it again. I remembered it again because, like, 20 years after my, even maybe 20 years after my elementary school, I had this need to start drawing again. I can't even say again, to start drawing. When you start something, that means you've never done it before. I actually consider I have never I never drew before. Drew Barrymore. I never drew before. I mean, and it's so new, and it happened quite honestly. Took me by surprise. It happened so sudden, and it was like, why am I doing it? Why do I need to draw? I just bought this sketchbook and a couple of pencils, and I started drawing. The weird thing is, all my life I've had these different talents, and they were in like 5 different categories, and like I played the music, I played the guitar, I also sing, okay, I also write, okay, I also like to take photos, I'm a photographer, I like to shoot video, I'm a videographer, I'm a film director, and in all these things I'm pretty good, I'm not a genius, but I know I can be if I want to, quite easily. If I dedicate myself absolutely, I can master all these areas. But nevertheless, I've never been able to draw. I fucking never knew how to draw anything. Like, I never knew how to draw a human figure or a face or something realistic or whatever. Like, I never had that talent. I was fucking pissed because of that. And I was like, I was so envious, and I so envy these guys, these people who can create these figures they can make life out of a lifeless piece of paper. I mean, that's a miracle to me. I mean, if you can do that, you're like close to God. Like, that's the closest thing you can get to a God in my book. Like, not sculptures. Okay, sculpture is one thing, but this is an instant thing. It's like, it appears. Like, these guys' drawings appear in these videos. It just appears. You create a face. You create an apple or whatever. Your hand creates that. It's an instant. It's the closest thing to a creator. You know? But I never had it. And I was like, okay, so I don't have it. So I have to get up now. Because the next part needs to be told standing up, I guess. I don't know. I just following the flow. Yeah, let's see if this thing is recording. Oh, it's recording. Nice. Interesting. Yeah, give me a second. Let me just take a glass of water. Yeah, okay. It's not a glass. It's a cup, right? Huge difference. Enormous. Yeah, good thing I have two last cigarettes. As soon as I feel my mouth is drying or my mouth is kind of not feeling good, I mean, that means that I'm not expressing my emotions fully. And I need a cigarette. This episode has gone sideways. I had no fucking idea I'm going to talk about these things. Like, fucking flow. I love it. I think this podcast is going to save my life, because right now my life has been such a fucking piece of shit. Sorry, life. If life had a hand right now, he would like draw something all over my face. Like, yeah. Where was I? Yes, yeah, so I did know that I'm going to talk about my drawing and how this happened, or about my film. But okay, here we are, so let's just continue on that road, right? So I picked up this pencil and I picked up this piece of paper, and I'm like, okay, I'm just following the flow, like I pretty much always do lately, not thinking about why am I doing something, not analyzing. We had this isolation and we had this all the free time in the world. To create something, to do something with our time, with ourselves, to express ourselves in a certain way, let's say. So in that period of time, I started drawing. And I've realized, okay, I don't know how to draw realistically. I can't draw anything that will somebody recognize, like, this is that. Like, I can't draw a car or a tree. So I'm just going to put a pencil in my hand and just like put the pencil on the paper and just like let the hand lead the way, because I don't know what I'm going to express. I'm like, okay, just like draw whatever it comes to you. Like, okay, so I drew whatever came to me, and these shapes started appearing. And so, like this guy Adam, like you Adam, I was like, okay, it's not an element of surprise, it's an element of shock what appeared on the paper. Like, okay, so this is starting to go in this direction, so maybe this is going to be that. So maybe this is a ship, maybe this is a starship, maybe this is a sea, maybe these are waves, maybe, okay, so whatever it is. Like, okay, so I'm drawing, I'm not trying to make it look like that what I'm thinking, because that's going out of the flow, right? But I see there is some meaning. A meaning is starting to appear, right, on the paper. And I'm like, okay, what now? What should I do with this drawing now? So I had made one drawing. I made another one. And I actually sent these drawings to a couple of my friends, women friends. I can't say girlfriends, because in English that has double meaning. I don't have any girlfriends. I have friends who are girls. Women. Much better to say women. And so I send this to them, who are, I can actually say, professional painters. And they loved it. They were like, okay, what's wrong with you? You're actually talented. Like, what? What's wrong with you? I'm not talented. Something's wrong with you. Like, do you even know how to paint, draw? Do you even know how to do anything? Like, okay, you were a teacher and you taught painting, you taught drawing, like, arts or whatever. But are you sure? And that was my actual reaction. I was really glad. I mean, I was thrilled that somebody, that they said that they liked it. I mean, okay, so this makes sense. Like, I mean, flow always makes sense. It doesn't make sense to the mind, because, you know, he's the enemy of the mind. The greatest enemy of the mind is flow. And so, this, I made one drawing, made another one, and like made, next thing you know, like in 2 or 3 months, I'm drawing like crazy. I have like 7 or 8 drawings. And the best one is the last one, which actually has some realism to it and has meaning, has a deep idea. And even though all the other ones had very much meaning to me and I could say what is in them, what's the idea of them, people who saw them actually found different meanings and different stuff, different symbols, or they found stories. They found their own, maybe their own stories, I don't know. And so I realized, okay, this is something that I want to do. And actually tonight, I had this idea that I'm going to actually publish them on Instagram, because I don't publish them anywhere. I'm hiding them like I fucking hide everything that is essential to myself all of my fucking life. I hide my talents. I hide it. I hide my soul from people. I don't show myself to people. This podcast is the first time I actually showed myself, presented my inner self to people, my heart. And so I'm going to do this same thing with these drawings. And I'm actually, next thing I thought is like, what if I try to fucking sell them? Because now I'm totally broke and like with so many debts and so many unpaid bills, and so my life has been going in this incredibly unpredictable and crazy direction that, like, okay, why not say this has some value? Maybe somebody's going to buy it. And if somebody bought one of my drawings, I think, like, I would cry 5 days straight. There would be tears of joy, of course. But I would be... Okay, so, like, that happened. Like, those two words would be in my head for, like, 5 days. Like, that actually happened. Because I was listening to Adam talking, where he started selling his paintings. Like he was also like, I never thought of that. I could actually sell this. And he's actually talented, really talented. He's good talented. I don't know how to say what am I, but okay, whatever. And... So, I guess I'm going to do that and see what's going to happen. I'm quite embarrassed about it. It's like, I'm very vulnerable about like saying this has a price, or this has, this needs to, this should be paid for. Yeah. So is this, my cigarette is going, closely burning out, so is this episode. It's interesting how I'm somewhat, I'm comfortable about saying the word episode in English, but in Serbian I don't find it comfortable. It doesn't suit me in Serbian, so I have this other word, izražaj, which could be translated as an expression. It's expression with a little twist. And one beautiful thing also that happened is, while I was listening to his voice, to Adam's voice and this guy and the podcast, I was looking at the sky and the clouds, and clouds tonight were extremely fast, and they were moving very fast in the sky. And it's night now, it was nighttime, like around midnight, and it was like a film, standing on this window like I am right now, watching at these clouds. And It was a perfect set, perfect background for the podcast. Because it was like a painting. It was like millions of paintings floating in front of my eyes. And then I sat on the mattress and directed the mattress, actually, changed the direction of the mattress, like I said, to the window. And said, okay, I can't watch films because I don't have internet, but I can watch this film, like, every night. Isn't this a wonderful film? Like, looks like Cell, like this window when it's dark, and it's like I have only this piece of sky that I can see through with no bars. It's not a prison cell, of course, but it's like, it's this, it is a film that's projected onto this window, and it's beautiful. So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. And is there a better film than nature itself, right? Yes, there is. Human's face. Human face. So I guess thank you, Adam, for the inspiration tonight. I consider you part of a tribe. When I say tribe, it has a special meaning to me, because there are these people that I'm surrounded with, I've never met some of them, which I feel them as a part of my soul family. Like Stavro is, like I mentioned him, like you are, like a lot of people are that come into my life at the perfect exact moment where I need support, and I feel a connection to them. Even though we will maybe never meet, we may never talk, maybe never even send a message to each other, one another, but I feel a connection. Because when I spend a lot of time watching at somebody's work, or I spend time connecting with him or her, I feel that we are somehow related on the astral realm, at least. Our souls are connected somehow, a little bit more intimately than all the other souls, because we are all connected, but some are more deeply connected. Yes, that's the word. So yes, thank you for tonight, and keep drawing, man. Enjoy.